For more information on Ancient Dragon Zen Gate, please visit our website at www.ancientdragon.org. Our teachings are offered to the community through the generosity of our supporters. To make a donation online, please visit our website.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be here. So I'll start with a brief review of yesterday, which was a lovely day. So we talked about settling and how sesshin is a particular opportunity to just settle and calm and focus, enjoy our inhale and exhale. Take the backward step, focus within, at the same time that we can appreciate our breath and the birds singing outside and the other sounds from outside and inside. And Hongzhe's bright circle of brightness, which is here from the very beginning, and I said from before the beginning. Nothing exists as a single thing, isolated, as an isolated object. We're all in it together on so many levels. And the deep source can shine and radiate from our practice, from our sitting and from our everyday activity. And we did talk a lot about, as Hongzhe puts it, the apparent habits that, the apparent tendencies become like habits. And, you know, this is a huge part of ongoing practice that we can become intimate with our stuff and not need to react. And when we do, just keep going and try and settle back in. So today, I want to talk about continuing to turn within, take the backward step. Yesterday felt so settled, calm in Zendo. As here in Chicago, we appreciate, here in Lincoln Square, appreciate the sound of the owl going by, the sound of the birds. I used to think of it as the sound of sound. It's inner sound, inner, outer, anyway. So I want to talk today about this oscillation, a vibration, a mysterious pivot, as Hongzhe and Dongshan call it, this mysterious pivot between this turning within and just appreciating that that's not separate. We're not stuck to outside, inside, or in between, as it says in the Song of the Grass Hut, which we will chant in our evening service. so we feel the sounds and the sight, the wall or the floor or whatever, and turn back within. And this reality is this genuine reality, as Omsha calls it, is not something that is, well, it's everywhere and it's everywhere. Dogen says, when one person sits upright, expressing Buddha Mudra silently, settled, that actually the entire universe awakens. That's such a weird thing to say. I've been kind of hanging with it for decades. But that actually our practice does affect all of the world around us, in space and in time. And vice versa, of course, it's mutual response. We don't ignore the difficulties of the world around us, the world within us. But I want to kind of start today, or keep going today, with a meditation on space in cultivating the empty field. So I want to try this here now, today, as part of our session, as kind of extended exercise. And I'm going to read this whole passage and then come back and play with it as a particular meditation on space. But this is from the section in the practice instructions called Non-Interference in the Matter of Oneness. And Hongzhi says, the matter of oneness cannot be learned at all. The essence is to empty and open out body and mind as expansive as the great emptiness of space. Naturally, in the entire territory, all is satisfied. This strong spirit cannot be deterred. In event after event, it cannot be confused. The moon accompanies the flowing water. The rain pursues the drifting clouds. Settled, without grasping mind, without grasping after mind, without mind that grasps after so-called objects, such intensity may be accomplished. Only do not let yourself interfere with things, and certainly nothing will interfere with you. Body and mind are one substance. Outside this body, there's nothing else. The same substance and the same function, one nature, one form, all faculties and all objectus are instantly transcendent, non-separate, all faculties and all objectus. So it is said, the sage is without self, and yet nothing is not herself. So, I want to work with this. So you can keep your eyes open if you want, but you're also invited, welcome to just close your eyes and settle into a comfortable position. And Hongzhi says, the essence is to empty and open out body and mind as expansive as the great emptiness of space. So as you sit here in the Lincoln Square Zendo, or in New Mexico or Ontario or wherever you are, inhale, exhale, close your eyes if you wish. feel the space of this room, for those of us in this wonderful Lincoln Square Zen room, or whatever room you're sitting in, wherever you are. Allow your body-mind to extend to the walls and windows in front of you, behind you, sides. Gradually, allow yourself to feel this space. And keep breathing, please. And allow yourself, when you feel settled in the space of the room that we are in, whatever it is, allow yourself to extend this space, your space, out, out front, out back, to the sides, to the city block or countryside, whatever, around you. Feel the space. For those of us here, space of Gidding Street and the street behind us. So, be in this space. Hear the sounds of this space. Inhale from this space and exhale out. To the space around the buildings we're in, including the cars driving by, including the birds singing, including all the people and all the buildings around us. Keep breathing. Now, let's see if we can go a little further, open the space even more. For those of us in Lincoln Square, feel the space of all of Lincoln Square, however you want to define it. To Lawrence, out to Lincoln Avenue, east to Damon, whatever. Feel that space around us. Not separate from us. The body isn't exactly the same as that space, of course, but it's not separate from it. And if we dare, let's go a little wider. For those of us in Chicago, can we feel the space to my right, to our east, to the Great Lake nearby? And to the west, to the avenues around us, and south and north. Can we feel all the space east to where Asian is sitting, space north, up towards Evanston, where some of us live, space south, all the way down to our friends in Hyde Park? Can we feel, can we imagine, can we accept the space of Chicago? Or Ontario, or all those places. Mm-hmm. feel that whole space and all the people in it, all the birds, all the trees, all the cats and dogs, all the other animals. If we're really brave, we might extend that space up to Canada, where Tyler's sitting, out west, past the Mississippi, down south, Florida and Georgia, east of the Atlantic. Anyway, that's pretty difficult meditation to actually accept all of that space. Of course, we could include the whole planet or outer space, but let's pause, let's stop there. Just feel whatever space you feel extended to. Square Chicago, let's sit there for a minute. Keep breathing. Feel our own inner settling calm. Allow that to be graciously shared with the wider space, and also honor. Feel the space of the airplane flying over and the people in it. We are not separate from all of this. Now, not to jolt you out of this great peacefulness, let's start bringing this space back to the space closer by, maybe the space of Lincoln Square. Or wherever you are, just the neighborhood around you. And bring it back, and slowly, gently, to the space of the room where you are, and this wonderful zendo there, all of us here, even the online people in some way are here. Feel the space of this room, of our dojo, of our place of awakening, of our ceremonial place, our wider zazen place. Now bring it back to the space of your seat, your sattva, sattvatan, or your chair, wherever, space right around you. Appreciate the space right around you. A little bit out from your body. and feel the space of your body. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, from one shoulder to the other, the space of your belly, the space between your ears. Space is not just outer space. There's inner space too. And, you know, when Dogen says that when we sit upright in this Buddha Mudra, even for a short time, all of space awakens. And I would say nothing is not yourself. Yourself is not separate from everything. So again, focus on your body, your mudra, your leg position, inhale and exhale. Feel the space between your ears. Space is not just outer space. He is space. It's all inclusive. As in space, so in time. We're not just practicing for ourselves, we're practicing connected with, together with, not separate from, all of the space you might have felt in this meditation. And that's true for time as well as space. You might try this exercise, you're welcome to do this later today, with all the time since your earliest memory. The earliest memory I know is when I was 2 and a half and my sister was born. Some of us may remember things earlier, or maybe we don't remember anything before we were 10, whatever. You can extend the time back then to now. Now includes all times. Now includes the future. The future is here too. So we're not just practicing for ourselves. This is the basic Bodhisattva practice. Of course, we benefit from practice because we're part of all states and all time. But we're also practicing for the future. How will people in 50 years walking by West Gidding Street be able to find a place to practice, community to practice? How will people walking by on Lawrence Avenue or on Lincoln Avenue or whatever is near you on Montrose Bridge? How will they be able to find a place for practicing just being settled, just being present, not ignoring the world around us, but, and not separate from the world around us? In 50 years, in 100 years, in 200 years, can we imagine the future in 200 years? Can we help support the future in 200 years? The people in the future in 200 years from now are looking back at us. Supporting us. To take care of this world. And this practice. So we've been talking about Hongzhe, who lived in the 1100s. It's like 1200 years ago, isn't it? They had a mapped language. What about the people 1100 years, 1200 years from now? How is it that we will help them in their world to survive, even amid all the difficulties? So again, when we return back to our focus and settledness, this is inclusive. This is includes all the beings in the neighborhood right around us and beyond. And it includes the people in our past. We're practicing for them too. Even the people you've maybe met once and have forgotten, but are part of what you is on your seat now. So we focus and settle and find some inner calm. Sashin is good for that. But we also remember, so our bodhisattva vow is to benefit all beings. We're sitting not just for ourselves. Of course, we're sitting for each other in Sangha. It's one under. But can we include people in the past? People in the past we had a hard time with, or that we somehow regret how we interacted with them. How can we practice for all those people? And the people in the future. The people we might meet next week or next year. So our precepts, include that we benefit all beings. That includes ourselves. Take care of yourself. Please take care of your health. Please take care of your caring. Be kind to yourself. But also, we're not just practicing for ourselves. Our precepts say to benefit all beings. Our precepts say not that Buddha's way is to not kill. So how can we stop killing? How can we support others to stop killing? All of this is our practice of non-separation from all space and time. And then, Hogetsu, Hongzhe. I keep calling you Hongzhe, sorry. Hongzhe says to romp and play in samadhi. When we settle into this kind of space that includes all these wider spaces, Hongzhe says, please enjoy. Please allow playfulness and imagination and creativity. How do we support ourselves and all beings? So I'll read a little bit of how he says this. I can find it. People with the bottom of the bucket falling out. People who let go of all our ancient twisted habits. then we get rid of them. Let it all fall away. Immediately find total trust. Simply realize mutual response and explore mutual response. We respond to the world around us, it responds to us. We respond to all of our friends and Sangha, they respond to us. Every detail clearly appears before you. Sound and form, echo and shadow, happen instantly without leaving traces. So again, as I mentioned yesterday, one part of our practice in Sesshin is to listen to sounds and not get caught by sounds. See the shapes on the wall and on the floor and not be caught by it. The outside and myself do not dominate each other only because no perceiving of objects comes between us. Only this non-perceiving encloses the empty space of the phenomenal realm's majestic 10,000 forms. I skipped what I wanted. Oh yeah. Before he says, simply realize mutual response and explore mutual response, then turn around and enter the world. Open yourself up to all of the space around us and romp and play in samadhi. So in this settlement, in this sesshin, allow your body-mind to romp and play. Zazen is intimately connected to creativity, to supporting all of the creative things you do in your everyday life. Please enjoy this wonderful opportunity of sesshin, zazen, settling, lobbing and playing. All the space and all the time around us and within us. So this is the second day of sesshin. We have all rest of today and all another day tomorrow. And we will have time for a discussion this afternoon. So let's close with the three, four Bodhisattva vows.
Beings are numberless. We vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. We vow to cut through them. Dharma gates are boundless. We vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. We vow to realize it. Beings are numberless. We vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. We vow to cut through them. Dharma gates are boundless. We vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. We vow to realize it. Beings are numberless. We vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. We vow to cut through them. Dharma gates are boundless. We vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. We vow to realize it.